Sports Time on the Basin Radio Network with Chris Brennell.
The Basin Nation is quiet. The Cheyenne South Bison, they come into Thunder Basin Gym. And they defeat the Thunder Basin Bolts 58-57. Don't look now, but the Bison have some confidence. They have won two straight games. Thunder Basin, after winning 5 of 6 and being on a roll, has now lost 3 straight games at home.
The Thunder Basin Bolt basketball team fell to Cheyenne South Saturday 58-57. In a losing effort, Cole Larson scored 14 points and Keaton Wilkerson added 13 points. For South, Kobe Floyd picked up a double-double, scoring 22 points and adding 12 rebounds. 5-10 Thunder Basin will play at Campbell County Friday night at 7:30 on 101.5 The Drive and online at basinsradio.com. The Thunder Basin Lady Bolt basketball team blew out Cheyenne South Saturday at Thunder Basin Gym 80-58.
Now Brown dribbles to the right hand, guarded by Abby Gear between the circles. Brown swings it left, intercepted by Maddie Miller. Miller with the basketball, right wing. She drives down the right baseline. Euro step, way up off the window, and in for Maddie Miller. 15-4, Lady Bolts on top by 11.
For Thunder Basin, Maddie Miller scored 12 points. Meadow Kuntz added 10, along with 5 assists. Thunder Basin has won 12 of its last 13 games and 6 in a row. The number one Lady Bolts will play at Campbell County Friday night at 6. The game can be heard on 101.5 The Drive and online at basinsradio.com. The Gillette Wild hockey team split a 2-game series with first place Yellowstone. Friday, the Wild fell 7-3, and Saturday, Gillette won 4-3 in a shootout. 15-18-2, Gillette is in 4th place in the Frontier standings by 3 points. The Thunder Basin Bolt wrestling team took first place at the Ron Thon Invitational in Riverton Saturday. Trevor Jeffries took first at 145 pounds, and Terrence Swartz took first at 195 pounds. And the Thunder Basin Bolt boys swimming and diving team took second place behind Kelly Walsh at the Gillette Invitational. Tyler Williams took home another first place finish in the 1-meter diving. This has been your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Chris Brentzel.